Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Anchorage, Alaska to Mexico City, Key Largo to Kazakhstan to Abu Dhabi, we are The Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this Tuesday, May 10th, 2016. I'd like to say, as I usually say, another gorgeous day in Shangri-La here in L.A., but boy,
not the case today, Mark.
Looking at the studio window, it's a real depressant. I mean, it's gray
Dreary and gloomy, and yucky.
You know what? 9.9% of the time, Mark, we're in this studio, and it is absolutely magnificent out there.
9.9%?
Yeah.
You mean
99.9%.
You know, well, I'd say 99% of the time. It's great.
I mean, it's, now that I'm thinking about it, I can't recall a time when we were in here and it was looking like this.
It's a real... It's depressing,
crazy, isn't it, Mark?
Well, it'll clear up hopefully this afternoon like it usually does out here in L.A.
We're expected to have 93 or in the 90s by Thursday.
Magnificent.
So I think today being dreary and then over the weekend it was kind of cold. In fact, we're at the racetrack. We'll get into that a little later. It was raining. Wasn't it raining? I just saw a truck just pass by with a guy in a cowboy hat said, the philosopher. The philosopher.
Only
I like
in L.A.
That. Only in L.A. We are the opinionators as well, Mark.
Yes.
I dubbed us the opinionators last week. Anyhow, when we were at the track last week, we'll get into that later on. Before we go much further, our show today, as in every Tuesday, we are sponsored by iBidForStorage.com, the self-storage and self-storage auction online-based Canadian company that serves the U.S. and Canada for the last 22 years. That's iBidForStorage.com. If you need to reach them by phone there, you could reach them at 844-424-3669, iBidForStorage.com.
Love it.
Love
Maybe
it.
I'll go on there later on this afternoon and bid for something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And don't wait till you get home, Mark. I mean, you could do it from while
isn't it the great thing about these online storage things? I could do it from my desktop, iPhone, my iPad.
See, there's two of us in the studio right now. A lot of people do a show on their own. I could take the show over for the next 10 minutes. You could click online and do some auction bidding right now and maybe get something pretty good for all that. You know, I mean, why not, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's start the show like we do every Tuesday morning, wishing out some happy birthdays. First, I want to wish a big shout out and happy birthday to manager of the studio, Sam. Happy birthday, Sam, manager and owner of LA Talk Radio. Happy birthday, Sam. Also to my sister-in-law, your wife, Stacy. Happy birthday to you, too.
Happy birthday, baby.
So
happy birthday.
We'll start out with those are two very important birthdays.
Huge. I mean, the studio owner.
With neither of them, we wouldn't be here without either of those two. So
that's the truth.
Happy birthday. Let's see who they share birthdays with today, Mark.
Oh, great.
You know, like every Tuesday, there's always a ton of really good ones here. Okay, celebrating 55 candles on his birthday cake today, Bono, lead singer of U2.
How old?
Bono, 55.
Wow.
How old would you think he was?
48.
Yeah, I thought he was a little older. I mean, he's just about our age. Anyhow, 55 for Bono. 55 for Bono.
He's just about our age. He is our age. Or we're just about his
we're
age.
We're just about his age. Marlon Webb. Marlon Webb. She's a viner, Mark. Marlon Webb. He's a viner. He's 24 today. How about Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live? By the way, did you watch
that? Oh, he's good.
Did you watch Saturday Night Live the other
day? I forgot to TiVo it. I always TiVo it.
I didn't watch it, but Sam Rubin, the entertainment director at KTLA, said it was horrible. The writing, you know, they have a lot of talent on that show, but the writing is just overall bad.
Right.
Okay, but anyhow, he is funny.
He's great.
How old do you think he is?
36.
37. He's been with them since he's been like 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kenan Thompson is 37. Misty Franklin, she's 26 today. She's a professional swimmer. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Misty Franklin. Well, how about Matt Franco, Mark? Do you know Matt Franco?
Yeah, they're the Franco's brother, right?
No. He's a magician, Matt Franco. He's 27.
Is he in Vegas?
I hope so. I mean, if he's not in Vegas, where else would he be, right? I mean, isn't that everybody's ultimate goal, according to...
to be a Vegas magician?
Yeah. I mean, if you're a magician, do you want to be in Vegas?
Probably.
Unless you're dealing with dice man.
It's not like
a magician. You got the puppet shit, and then down here at the bottom, you got the magicians. If you're a magician.
It's not like you want to be the magician in Laughlin or Reno.
Right. So, I mean, if you're going to be a magician, isn't
it's
that
It's got to
like
be Vegas,
isn't
right?
that the ultimate goal?
I think so.
I mean, I never gave that much thought before, but that's got to be the deal. Right?
Could be. Could very well be.
Lee Gosselin. You know.
Is that Ryan Gosselin's brother?
No. This is the first of their sextuplets. It's all their birthdays today. They're all 11.
Whose?
The Gosselin kids. There's eight kids. But
oh,
six
right. From the show. You mean Kate plus
so,
eight.
Yeah. So
how old are they?
11. Wow. Those are the youngest ones. They're 11. Sid Vicious, if he was still here today from the Sex Pistols, he'd be 59. If he wouldn't have overdosed at the Chelsea Hotel from heroin, he'd be 59 today.
Wow.
Fred Astaire, long since gone. Does anybody know Fred Astaire? If you went out to this, right across the street, Mark, over at Notre Dame High School, a bunch of kids out there in the front lawn there. If you went up to Mass and if they know Fred Astaire, what do you think they would say?
Who?
Yeah.
Sad
how
day
old,
it is.
How old would Fred, Sammy Davis.
No, I said a sad day it is.
Oh, yeah. How old would Fred Astaire be today, Mark?
Fred Astaire would be, let me see, he would be 118.
Very close, like usual, 117 today.
Ah.
117. Tyus Jones, NBA basketball player for the, I think he's with the Miami Heat. A year ago, he was playing for the national championship Duke basketball team. So he's been in the NBA for 1 year. He's celebrating his birthday today, and he's only 19.
19,
yep.
Wow.
Yep. Ellen Ochoa.
Ochoa.
Astronaut.
Astronaut?
Yep. She's 57 today. We got astronauts, Mark. We got singers. We got swimmers. We got viners. We got magicians. We got dead people. Gary Owens.
Oh, yeah. He just died a couple years ago, didn't we?
And how old was he when he died?
76.
81.
Yeah.
81. Gia Gunn, reality star. I have no idea what show she's on, but she's 25. And last but not least, singer from the 60s, Donovan. He is 69. So
69.
Happy birthday to everybody today, including to Sam and to Stacy. So happy birthday to all. Let's get on with our Tuesday morning show.
The Tastemakers, Matt, by the way, are live on Periscope.
Whoa.
So if anybody wants to see us or hear us live on Periscope, go to our Twitter account. I guess because Periscope is part of Twitter, right?
I think they're owned by it. Isn't that a crazy thing? I had to delete my app a couple months ago, but I'm back again. And it's fantastic. Yeah. And so I'm starting to follow these other people.
There's a lot of periscoping. Is
Al Roker. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And who else?
That's a little bit better. He just caught me a second ago with my reading glasses on.
Oh.
I hate to say that occasionally I have to use my reading glasses. Right?
Yeah, more and more these days. But I'm starting to follow a lot more people. And, well, I've only been following Periscope for 24 hours. I mean, I've had before, but I had to delete the app. But fantastic. Mother's Day weekend this past weekend. I tell you, everywhere you go, it's just crazy. You got to make reservations. There's no doubt about it. And my Mother's Day. Yeah. It looks like there's something written up there.
Yeah.
But a little story about our Mother's Day, because our Mother's Day was geared around a movie. We wanted to see The Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, which came out like over a month ago. So it's in limited release. So we had to gear our plans not around a restaurant or brunch or dining out. Our plans were geared around the movie theater. And we incorporated a restaurant to accommodate that. So as we knew, every place was going to be booked up. But we knew there's a wait. You got to wait. That's just the way it is. So we went into a restaurant in Glendale, the Americana, called Frida. You're familiar with Frida, right, Mark?
Yeah.
They used to have good margaritas and a cool place, very popular. We went in there the other day, before the movie started. Place was jam-packed. Actually, it wasn't jam-packed when we got there. It was like the dead zone at 10:30. And I went to see if we could put a reservation in. Of course, they said no. They're all booked. And I says, I get it. No problem. I said, could we come back at 12:30? There's a party of four. Can you possibly accommodate us then? And she said, we can't. You can't even wait. And I says, well, what if some people canceled? People cancel all the time with reservations, even on Mother's Day. She said, I'm sorry, but we can't even accommodate you for that. And I says, is the manager around that I could speak to? And she says, he's unavailable. I says, so unless I have a reservation, I can't even come in to sit to wait. And she says, that's correct. So
that's bad management.
That's bad management. She had an attitude in the first place. This ain't Beverly Hills. This ain't Mastro's. This ain't Spago. This is Frida
at the Americana. Well, let me hold off there, Matt. But it's Frida, but it's a hip, cool, yeah, happening place in a hip, cool, happening location. So it may not be Beverly Hills, but the Americana in Glendale is,
okay,
pretty close.
Well, like you said, that's a bad way to manage things by saying I can't even come in. Anyhow, that being said, I grabbed the business card with the manager's email address on there. So I sent him an email. I says, hey, I know it's last-minute notice. I'm in a bind right now. I know you guys are booked up. I can't make a reservation. I get that, but hostess said I couldn't even come in case somebody canceled. I said, is there any possible way that you could extend the courtesy for me and my family to squeeze into a table? You know, I'm on LA Talk Radio. I could put a shout out for you. I write a column for Avant Garde Magazine, Finally Life Size Magazine. We could do a nice write up, a nice piece
about
it.
Not to mention social media.
You've got
thousands and thousands and thousands of followers.
Yeah. And
I did not
even get a response to that email. So
Did you send the email?
I went to the manager.
No, I said when?
On Sunday morning at 10:30. And I didn't, to this day, didn't even get an email. So I got to say, I have bad taste in my mouth from that place. I'll never go back. I didn't even get an email saying, sorry, we couldn't help you. Maybe next time. That's all I would. Just get some response from. So you know what, Mark? If you're ever around Frieda's, keep on walking. And if any of our listeners are listening, please don't go there for customer service. Maybe the food was good. I don't know.
Yeah, one of our social media followers is a regular. I guess they got one in Beverly Hills, a Frieda's, and they're a regular at the place. So
he probably does a lot of social media, and all we would have had to do was just, all I would have needed was just a response by the email, Mark.
Yeah.
You know how you and I are all customer service friendly, so
absolutely.
If you're looking for that at Frieda's, forget it.
Yeah.
And if you plan on going there, in my opinion, forget it. Customer service, in my opinion, is just as good as the food.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes even better.
You must provide customer service.
Yeah, so Frieda, forget you.
Dang.
Yeah.
Holmes.
Right?
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, did you have anything you want to talk about right now, or are we going to go straight to Santa Anita?
I wasn't going any direction after that. I'm an opinionator, so I had to give my opinion.
Okay, so you're just cooling down right now with the
I'm just cooling
the shock.
Down. Well, do you have any – well, before we go to Santa Anita, do you have any Mother's Day stories? I knew you were at Disneyland.
Let's see.
Must have been crazy, huh?
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah, Stacy wanted to do Mother's Day – or Disneyland on Mother's Day, which is great because Blake was off, so I had no problem with it. And then Blake could get to go with us, which, you know, he never gets to go with us, which is great. But we had to get there a little later because where Blake works, Blaze Pizza, there's a free non-endorsed shout out to Blaze Pizza. They were having their meeting Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Now, first off,
having a
meeting on Sunday morning, I think, is bad in the first place because a lot of people, that's the one day that you either like to sleep in a little bit, you like to go to church, read your paper, go to brunch, or have a nice relaxing start of your day.
Yep.
So, you know, Blaze Pizza, you know, it's a nice place. But to say, staff, you're coming in on Sunday morning at 9 is one thing. But the fact of the matter that it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You want these poor guys to come in on Mother's Day, which is, you know, it's a bad scene. And, you know, Blake was going to go, but he's a good employee, so he went. And
so how important was the meeting?
The usual BS. Okay, nothing much was happening. So we ended up leaving to go to Disneyland later. We didn't leave to go to Disney until 10. So by the time we get out there, it's like 10:45, and we got off the freeway. And I know you haven't been to Disney in a while, but the brilliant thing about Disney now is that the off-ramp is almost connected directly to the entrance to Disneyland. So when you get off the freeway, the street was backed up. I've never seen a line of cars to go into Disneyland like this before. I mean, it was just incredible. It took us forever to finally get in, and then once you got into the parking structure, then to get into Disneyland was a while. But it was great because we always like to do a little something that's different. And Jungle Cruise was closed for a few months, and they just reopened
Are they adding anything? Or
no, just spiffed it up a little bit.
Maintenance.
Looked at some things here look better than that, and let's see, there were two or three things that we did. I think there was Autopia opened up now. They got a new sponsor there. It's presented by Honda.
Wow.
So
who was it sponsored by before?
Chevron.
I knew, Mark, everything is sponsored by somebody.
Right, yes, like this show.
Sponsored by iBidForStorage.com. Get to your website, make that online bid. Go to iBidForStorage.com.
I know I will. So they opened that up too. That was sponsored by Honda. So they had some new cars that were actually Hondas.
Wow.
Well, it had the Honda logo on it, but the cars were different. But they looked like an Autopia car with the Honda logo.
Sure.
That was nice. It was a nice day, but Disneyland was packed to the gills.
I mean,
packed to the gills. And by the way, you know, we've eaten at Blue Bayou in the past. The food's okay. You know, you're paying for the experience.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So we, you know, Stacy didn't want to do the Blue Bayou because it's just the food is subpar. But, you know, we
and
went on the.
It's way overpriced, oh, I think.
That,
way
I'll
over,
tell you that in a second. Way so overpriced. We rode the Pirates of the Caribbean because you always have to ride the Pirates of the Caribbean. And this was about 2 o'clock, I guess, or 2:30 in the afternoon, maybe even 3 o'clock. So it's like a late lunch type thing. But the Blue Bayou was packed. And you could see it from Pirates of the Caribbean. It's packed. So afterwards, we decided, let's go take a look at the menu and see what the cost is. And, oh boy, you ain't kidding. I think the Monte Cristo is $28.
Wow.
We looked at the lunch menu, by the way. Yeah. So you know the dinner's always going to be up a little bit more. And the other stuff, the average thing, I believe, was $33. Okay? So for the
for
three,
lunch?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. But I must say, in years past, the Monte Cristo used to be fantastic. But the last time I dined there, I had the Monte Cristo, and it wasn't what it used to be. Okay. So, but anyhow, the –
yeah,
the,
right.
The
but the overall experience for Mother's Day was long lines, yeah. Crazy, but it was nice weather, wasn't
yeah.
it?
It was okay. It was cloudy and dreary until around 3.
Yeah.
And then the sun came out, and it was real nice, and, you know, it was really nice. But
yeah.
Overall, a great Mother's Day. And
we saw the my Big Fat Greek Wedding, too. Now, the
how
movie
was
came
that?
Out a month ago. It was pretty good. And before we even went in, I said there's going to be us, the four of us, and probably 8 people in the theater. We were the first 4 in. Right when the movie started, people started coming in. There was an additional 7 people in the theater
wow.
other than us. Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, the movie came out a month ago.
Yeah.
I tell you, it was pretty good. I like the first one. You know, my wife and my in-laws are Greek. And so it's nice to see a movie like that you could connect with. Michael Constantine was the movie.
Oh, yeah. Great.
He reminded me of Andy, my father-in-law,
oh, yeah.
Papu. He was great. He was the movie.
Oh.
So when it comes out, Mark, on Redbox or whatever, because like I said, it's almost gone. It's probably going to be gone this week. But he was the movie. It was good. It was a funny movie, a feel-good movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't get enough of those out there
right.
these days. Everything
right.
is either, you know what I mean. You go to the movies enough to know. But it was a good movie.
You
and Chelsea picked up the tab for the tickets. So,
oh, that was nice.
Yeah,
right?
So thanks. So for the 4 of us, it was... we saw the 10:30 show was $12.50. Now, how about that for a 10:30 show, $12.50?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but anyhow, thanks, Chelsea.
You know what I like Michael Constantine in?
Room 222 from the 70s?
No, Don't Drink the Water with Jackie Gleason.
Oh, he played the KGB guy, right?
Yeah,
the wrestling
yeah he
guy.
Was great in that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's good. It's good
Other
to
than
know.
That, I can't think of any. So I guess I think he is Greek. Isn't Constantine Greek? I think that is Greek.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Because
prior to him doing the last one. Hey, the last one was like 15 or 16 years ago.
Actually, I thought it was 20.
Yeah, 20 years ago or so. Wow, that's
crazy. Who got married in this one? Was it the daughter of the guys?
No,
they
ended up getting married again because
they
supposedly, which I didn't understand, supposedly on the marriage certificate, the priest never signed off.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying they never really got married. Even though they got married in a church, because the priest didn't sign off, that meant they were really not married.
Okay.
I don't know about that, though. But anyway,
right.
so they were getting remarried again. That's what it was about.
Okay. Good enough.
Yeah, so it was good, though.
Good,
you know, Joey Fatone was in it, you know, and...
overall, good Mother's
Yeah,
Day.
I'd say it was a 7.5 or an 8.
Oh.
7.5 or 8.
Right,
hey,
that's
a big
bad.
Shout-out to Steph Curry, back-to-back MVP, and this is the first time in the 61
unanimous.
Years... Unanimous. Unanimous. Now, congrats to him. That's a big thing. Personally... Don't like the guy.
Dang.
And I'll tell you why, Mark.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Good.
He's a little too much razzle-dazzle.
I thought you like razzle-dazzle.
Not with the under the legs and with the this and that. With the ball dribbling and stuff like that.
Man, did you see this? You didn't even look at this?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just looking at our – we were at Santa Anita over the weekend, and they're hosting the – which we'll get into in a minute, though, but they're hosting the Breeders' Cup this year. And they had the Breeders' Cup brochures that were sitting out there.
Yep,
I'm
got
opening
mine.
This thing up for the first time, and what do I see up here
I'll be
in the
damned.
First page of the brochure?
I'll be damned. We're up there in the top.
Right?
Oh, we couldn't open that the other day. Hey, well, those will be out there next week, too. Hey, that's fantastic.
Yeah, this is when we went to the Breeders' Cup a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
That's when I participated in the fashion contest.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. There were 4 of us there. We couldn't open this thing up the
other
day?
What I'm surprised, Mark, is that you didn't open it.
Did you get one of these?
I did.
Okay, good.
I'm going to have to show the family.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's
exciting. It's like when we were at the Kentucky Derby, Mark, a couple of years ago for Stella Toi.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
That's
all
always
right.
good. I always like seeing us posted anywhere. What were we just talking about, though?
Shoot, I'd have grabbed some more of these. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Katie Abbott, I hope Katie, we'd be able to get a couple of these. Anyhow,
right. So that's good. I had a feeling you were going to go that way when you said, did I get a look at it? Yeah, anyhow.
It was awesome, man. Like, I got that subscription of Cigar Aficionado for my brother-in-law for Christmas a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I opened it up. Well, he opened it up because I gave him the magazine to go with the subscription on Christmas Eve. He opened the magazine up, and that was the issue that you and I were in.
Holy crap. That's when we were in the Bahamas for Miss Teen.
Miss Teen.
Yeah.
It was 2008, yeah.
Yeah.
But wow. Anyhow, those are cool experiences when something like that happens.
Very cool experiences.
But I got to get a couple more.
We need to submit again to Cigar Aficionado. Anyway, just to backtrack again real quick regarding Steph Curry, I'm telling you why I particularly don't care for him. My daughter, Chelsea, likes him because of his daughter. I myself, that's another thing. When he brought his daughter, hey, I love kids. We got kids. Basketball's business, just like baseball with the Chicago White Sox, the guy that quit because he couldn't bring his kid to the ballpark every day.
Yep.
Anyhow, Steph Curry is up at the, after they win the championship or in the playoffs last year, he brought his kid, up to the conference table and so forth for the press conference. Didn't like that. Don't like all his razzle-dazzle. Nothing wrong with being arrogant. He could be arrogant because he backs it up. He's a pure shooter. I mean, you saw the game last night.
Yep.
I mean, there was a minute left in the game. Portland was up by two. They had a 16-point lead at one point. They end up losing because Steph Curry, they go into overtime. Steph Curry has 18 points in overtime. He has 40 points. Anyhow, too much razzle-dazzle, a little too much arrogance. Like I said, I like arrogance if you're good, and he's good. Okay. A little too much, and I don't like him with the mouth guard every time I was just taking that nonstop. Too much. What are your thoughts on him? He seems like somebody to me that you wouldn't like.
I'm not keen about him, but no big deal to me.
Shout out to him though, because back to back is, I mean, LeBron did that, but unanimous. Nobody's ever been, and what that means is there's no other second place votes to anybody. Everybody voted for him. So big shout out to him. I'm still, had Portland won that game last night, which they came very close to, it would have been a series. Now tomorrow, Golden State smokes Portland, and they go on to play the San Antonio Spurs, which I got to say, I'm rooting for them. And normally when the Lakers play the Spurs, I can't stand the Spurs. Wow. But I'm, because of Tony Parker, we met him. We met everybody. One of these, sooner or later, Mark, it seems like we've met everybody.
Yeah.
By the way, look at this, what I came across. Congrats to him, but I'm still going to be taking I'm taking the San Antonio Spurs to beat them. But at the same time, I'd love to see LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers play against the Golden State Warriors once again. This would be LeBron's sixth finals in a row.
Wow.
First, they have to get past Miami or Toronto, which
Miami won last night.
Yeah, so now that series is tied 2-2. So, but I'd like to see that again, right?
Should be good. Be good.
Right. We're the opinionators.
I wanted to do a big shout-out. We all know that this last weekend was the first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, which is fantastic. First off, I mean, a big shout-out to Santa Anita Park, Katie Abbott, for having us by. SantaAnitaPark.com. It's the great race place. I mean, I love Santa Anita Park, and I'm sure you do too, Matt.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I mean, Santa Anita Park is nestled in the base of Southern California's San Gabriel Mountains. Santa Anita Park is located just east of Los Angeles in Arcadia, which is my hometown.
Your backyard, Mark.
Thing about this thing. 79 years. You believe it? They've been running races there for 79 years.
You couldn't tell. I mean, it looks beautiful.
It really does. I mean, the park was designed with Art Deco and modern flair. Opened on Christmas Day in 1934 to a crowd of 30,777 people.
Wow. I wonder what the population was in L.A. back then.
No kidding, right? Most recently, 2015, San Anita Park was the home of American Pharoah, racing's 12th Triple Crown winner and the first horse to capture racing's Grand Slam by winning the Breeders' Cup Classic last year as well.
Exciting.
You know, it's fantastic. So we've been to Santa Anita Park over the 30 years. I mean, over and over. I mean, it's fantastic. We were at the Breeders' Cup a couple years ago, which is great. And we were there for the Triple Crown last year. We were there for the Santa Anita Derby about a month ago.
Yep.
And we were there for the Kentucky Derby.
And let's not forget, Mark, we were also there for your son's graduation.
Right. That's right. They had the Arcadia High and the graduation there at Santa Anita Park, which is fantastic.
Yep.
And so, if you can't be – and we said this last week's show, but if you cannot be in Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby, the only – next best place to go
without a doubt,
Santa Anita Park, santaanitapark.com.
Classy.
And it's classy. We are lucky enough to be in the chandelier room. By alone is fantastic.
Lucky
by definition is luxury.
Yep.
Frizzy, I believe Frizzy. Was that the name of the chef series restaurant?
You
that was
would
there?
Know better than I do, Mark, because I know you follow that aspect more
but
than I do.
The chandelier room, what makes it so special is the fact that the chandeliers. I mean, this place is great. That's why they call it the chandelier room, right?
Yep.
And they have the stairs to go upstairs, and then they've got all these different tables and chairs and booths and seats that you could sit down and make yourself comfortable. All these lovely hunt prints on the wall. And then what made this even special, when we got there on Saturday, we valet parked, we walked on in, we got our pass, and then they told us that they let us know about the champagne tasting.
Well, bingo.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you've got a champagne tasting,
And
you're a tastemaker, and it's Kentucky Derby Day.
You are not kidding.
If you're not having a mint julep in Louisville, Kentucky, at Churchill Downs, having champagne in the chandelier room at Santa Anita Park
doesn't
is the
get
next
much better,
best thing.
That's for sure. And what a surprise and what a treat that was.
It was a treat. And naturally, we had one of the champagnes there. It was Mums, which, you know, who doesn't love Mums?
Yep.
And these guys are very generous with the pouring. Okay. And also, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they have a brand of champagne, or rosé, I should say. That they were sampling there as well. I wish I would have wrote down the name. I think I did, but I do not have my notepad with me. But anyhow, Brad and Angelina Jolie had their sampling there as well. Delicious. There were four samplings there. Delicious.
One, two, three. Yep, four.
The Frizzy's on-site.
Sliders. The sliders.
Okay. Mm. Was that the something or what?
They were fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they had... It was like a beef stew. It was like
short ribs.
That was it. Short ribs.
Delish.
Oh man.
Delish.
Oh.
Right.
I got to tell you, Mark. It's right around lunchtime now. My mouth is literally starting to water.
Oh yeah.
In addition to everything fantastic, we had a real nice spot reserved. They have a live band there, which is excellent.
Oh, fantastic.
Desserts were, and we went into this, and you were hungry, and you even said the last time we were there, you didn't eat enough. You're going to be stuffing yourself throughout the day.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Right.
It seemed like we were too busy doing social media, making bets, walking out to watch the races, having a cocktail. It's kind of a damn shame because the food was so good, but enough to get us full. And the desserts were great. They had those like ding-dong type things that were – they were raspberry flavored. Did you know that?
Some of them were – yeah. It was what do you call it? Red velvet.
Red velvet. Red velvet.
But there was another one that wasn't red velvet.
Ah,
so
okay.
They had an assortment.
And another fantastic thing about just not only the Santa Anita racetrack, the chandelier room, the day – there was a fashion show that was going on that day that we both participated in. And Mark Mark won second place or third place?
Third place.
Amazing how you didn't win first place or I didn't win first place. But that being said, congratulations to you for winning third place and getting down there by the winner's circle. That was a gas.
You got down to the winner's circle with me, and you weren't even nominated.
I was the plus one, and I got to be added to the mixture. Of course, you look like you fit, like we always say, you look like you fit in, and you do fit in. So big, big, big shout-out to the Santa Anita Park team, the Chandelier Room, public relations over there, and for the invitation for allowing us to participate and take part, because it was just, believe me, kids, if you have not been, you got to go. I mean, it's always crowded. I mean, it's super crowded. So
yeah, how many people do you think were there the other day?
You know, I can't even say because it's throughout the day. It just seemed like it got more crowded and more crowded. Hundreds, I guess. Is that safe to say?
I think so. Well, hundreds. You mean thousands.
I'm talking about the chandelier room.
Oh, the chandelier room. Yeah. But
I mean, Santa Anita itself, there's probably about 30,000.
Yeah.
Could have been 40,000.
Maybe not 40, but I think 30 could have been... It could have been it.
Big shout out to Rob Kardashian and his fiancée, Chyna Black. They're having a kid.
Wow.
Did you hear about that? And in fact, speaking of that, Mark, you and I are invited to, she's having a launch party tonight, a little late for us, but red carpet at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. We got the invitation. She's having a launch party for her fragrance tonight. My question is,
she's having a fragrance?
Yep.
That's what it was for? Okay.
But they were both making an appearance on Friday night here at a club in L.A. in Hollywood, and then they were supposed to be in a jet Saturday morning to make an appearance in Atlantic City. Atlantic City. However,
Atlantic City?
Yeah, there's some new club. It was launching a beach club there. They didn't make it to any of their appearances, whether it's the one here in Hollywood and the one in Atlantic City. They didn't make it to any of them. I wonder what the price tag was they were getting paid, because we know Scott Disick, $80,000 an appearance.
$80,000.
$80,000 an appearance. But anyhow, Rob Kardashian, could not make it. They couldn't even make it to the appearance here in Hollywood.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. Them,
and he got his fiance a pink Lamborghini. Boy, these Kardashians, if you're associated with them in any way, whether you're Scott Disick, you're China Black, you're Rob Kardashian, they like their Rolls Royces.
Yes,
and,
they do.
And whatchamacallit, the youngest one, Kylie, just bought a Wraith, a Rolls Royce Wraith, which Scott already has.
Yeah, I saw that. I only TV'd this part of the show last week just to see when they pulled up. He pulls up. Scott pulls up in his Wraith. Yeah. She pulls up in her Ghost.
Yeah.
It was laughable.
And Kylie she's 18. She just got the Wraith.
Wow.
So they like the Rolls Royces.
Yeah.
So big shout out to any of those Kardashians or even Scott Disick, which, by the way, he just bought a house, like an 8-room house in Calabasas as well, which he doesn't need. But wow, crazy. Do you watch the show? The new season, it's like a totally different season.
Yeah. No, don't not into that that business, these Kardashians. It's same old with these guys, you know, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It just gets the same after a while. But, you know, you're talking a minute ago about Scott Disick, 85,000.
80 grand.
I think, 80 grand. But you know what? If you don't watch the show, how does anybody know who he is?
Yeah.
You know,
there's no doubt about it. And you know, it's funny. In the episode, he's talking to Chris. They went out to dinner, and he was basically they went out to lunch, and he's basically saying how sad he is because he doesn't live with his kids anymore. And he's like, I need to throw myself into my work.
Wow,
what's his work?
Yeah, you know, I saw that part too, man. I was thinking the same thing. I was busting up because I'm thinking he says he's going to throw himself into his work.
What's
going
his work?
To party at a making an appearance?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
What's his work?
Yeah.
Hey, again, like I always say, Mark, get it if you can get it.
Yeah.
If somebody's willing to pay you. If he does 3 of those a year, Mark, that's $250,000 a year.
Wow.
And we know he does more than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. You got any more shout-outs there?
No.
But I'd like to, once again, give a big shout-out to our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. And as you know, Mark, they're a self-storage and self-storage auction online company based in Canada and the United States and getting larger and larger here in the States as we speak. They've been together for 22 years. They make it easy and convenient for you to bid online for all your online stock auction needs. Again, iBidForStorage.com. And if you want to give them a phone call, 844-424-3669. Again, that's iBidForStorage.com.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on?
Oh, man.
Hey, we are hosting our annual Wild Creations. Well, not our annual. I guess this is the first time we're doing it for the ESPYs, in honor of the ESPY Awards, on Tuesday, July 12th.
Yep.
In Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Not Pasadena. Geez, I'm thinking
Hollywood, at the W.
At the W Hotel in
Hollywood,
which is going to be a great event. And it's Tuesday. So if any brands, products, or services that are out there would like to be involved, please send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. It's a great way to promote your brand or product or service, or go to wowcreationsmedia.com and see what Wow Creations is all about. Since 2004, the number one rated leading celebrity gifting agency Hollywood.
Well, in addition to that, you know, Mark, we dip our toes in a little of everything, whether we're judging beauty pageants, whether we're contributing columnists for Avant Garde magazine, whether it's this radio show, whether it's the wide world of Wow. We've been in a couple commercials, and just last week, believe it or not, The Walking Dead was having auditions for new walkers, and we submitted ourselves. We didn't get the call back. I submitted ourselves as being the first twin walkers. Now, wouldn't that have been kind of cool?
Well, yes, but I was thinking about that afterwards.
Are we a novelty?
And when you mentioned that the other day about us auditioning for that, I thought, well, interesting, but first off, you know, a lot of people right now don't look at us and they don't even think we're twins. You've got the beard now, and we just look a little bit different. So we don't really look like twins in the first place. So if the two of us are out there as walkers, and you're saying it'd be cool because we're the first twin walk, you couldn't even tell we were twins. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be interesting. We're always open to any type of new partnerships, creating synergy, or anything like that. But I just think twin walkers just... I don't know. Wouldn't have done it. And was that for The Walking Dead or was it for the Fear of the Walking Dead?
It was
Dead?
For The Walking Dead.
I see. Okay, good. Okay, lots of good TV still going on right there. Mrs. Selfridge's was on last night. Dice is on. Veep, which I've been watching now on HBO, The Walking Dead, Bates Motel, Damien, which just ended their season, their first season yesterday, which I thought I TV'd it. I didn't watch it. I watched last week's one, but they showed previews for last night's
one. I always
one.
Watch Bates Motel and Damien the next day so I didn't get any commercials.
It's cool. It's good how, like, because you had to wonder, how's this show going to go? And so the direction they went was pretty good. The series finale of The Good Wife on Saturday, Sunday, I don't know if you saw it, the Harris, Stacey and I are pretty disappointed in the way the series ended. I like the last five minutes,
but this season I thought was a stink bomb.
Yeah, you don't end a series like that.
Yeah,
you
know? I like the last 5 minutes though.
Yeah, I get a slap in the face.
Yeah,
but
right. Yeah,
you know, but everything else was just it was disappointing. I didn't really like it. Did you watch Dice?
I did.
Yeah, it was good. I swear, every time that guy's on, he's great.
He is funny.
He really is. He really is. So lots of good television to watch. And let's see, today's Tuesday.
I mean, some of the best TV. So did you watch Selfridges, Mark?
I did, yeah.
Boy, good. That was a sad one.
That was a sad one.
That was a sad one. Yeah. But, you know, this season, you know, the first couple seasons was great, but we know how, well, maybe not everybody does, but, you know, how Selfridge had a great life, but his last couple years of his life was just the shitter.
Yeah.
And it's coming down.
But it was a shitter because he put it that way.
There's no doubt about it, yeah. But good. Penny Dreadful.
Oh, you know, I haven't watched, I've teed with them yet.
Two episodes in, I'm not happy.
Oh, really?
Not happy with the season.
Wow.
Not happy. What I am happy about, Mark, is hoping to get on the guest list to attend the Playmate of the Year press conference.
I thought that was today.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So
at the Playboy Mansion.
At the Playboy Mansion. So hopefully we
hear
get
back
there.
From them.
Yeah.
And yeah. It looks to me, and this is my guesstimation, we haven't seen Hugh Hefner in public in about a year, at least a year. Usually, when you're in your 80s and you start falling behind,
isn't he 90? Is that 90?
He's close to 90. Maybe 88, something
and
like
his
that.
His brother just died last month.
So, you know, when you get that old, you start not being seen in public. And he's somebody that's always seen in public.
Yep.
Anyhow, so we haven't seen him in public.
And what's the latest with the house being for sale?
It's going to go when he dies. You're right. They put it for sale.
$250 million.
Nobody's going to pay that kind of money. But once he's gone, they'll get rid of it. They won't get that kind of money, but they're going to get some money off
they'll
of it.
They'll get $75 maybe.
But this might be our last time to make it to the Playboy Mansion.
Yep.
We almost made it once about 5 years ago.
Yep.
We were asked to do an event with Toys for Tots, which had their annual Christmas event there.
Yep.
Didn't happen. So hopefully this will transpire and we'll be at the Playboy Mansion tomorrow. I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully. If we don't hear back by 4 o'clock, Mark, we do have an inside connection over there that might be able
so
to
So we're going to have to use our...
We don't want to pull out my that last marker.
What do they
marker.
Call that? They
marker?
Call it like your...
I know what you're thinking.
What was it? Like, for instance, the million...
Lifeline.
Who wants to be... Lifeline, that's it.
Yeah.
So we hope that he is our lifeline.
Yeah.
You know?
How about them Rams, Mark? We got the number one pick.
Got it.
We got the number one pick.
Got it.
How about that?
Love
it.
Hey, let me just go back to horse racing real quick because Nyquist won the Kentucky Derby, and as you know, that
I posted my winning tickets by the way last week. I did pretty good
great,
when we were
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I did pretty good.
Yeah, and it's always fun. Even with betting $2 is always fun. You know,
gotta
it's
bet
the excitement
at least
of making the bet and watching the race, which is always a lot of fun. But anyhow, I'm calling Nyquist as the Triple Crown winner again this year. I think it sweeps in next week at the Preakness, and then it goes on to the Triple Crown. That's what I'm just calling. But anyhow, that being said, the Preakness...
Exaggerator, I think, is probably going to be running, too.
Right.
They're trying to make them like Ali and Foreman as, you know, budding partners. You know,
Exaggerator, I believe, won the Santa Anita Derby last month.
And a close second.
Yeah, close second.
I took Exaggerator also to win.
Yep.
I wish I would have placed him, Mark.
Yep.
But anyhow.
The Preakness is taking place on May 22nd in Baltimore at Pimlico Park.
Any chance you get us on that list there, Mark?
The 100 and what at Preakness? You're
That's
talking
correct.
About in Baltimore?
You did last year.
I did last year. Yeah. No, actually, Matt, that was Belmont, not the Preakness.
Well, here's the Tastemakers.
Yeah. Preakness, the 141st running Saturday, May 21st. The Triple Crown continues, and you won't want to miss it. Watch California's best horses go toe-to-toe with the rest of the nation from just feet from where they have trained all year. It's Trackside Preakness.
But that sounds like a commercial.
Doesn't it? SantaAnitaPark.com, Saturday, May 21st.
And then, so will Belmont be 2 weeks after
Three
that?
3 weeks.
3 weeks
Three
after
weeks
that.
After. They got to give their horses a little more rest.
Okay, so next Saturday, so that's 2 weeks since the
May
Derby.
May 21st, right.
And then 3 weeks later will be Belmont.
Right.
Yeah, I got a feeling. But what are the odds of having a back-to-back Triple
Crown?
Well,
it happened back in the 73, affirmed, and then it was...
It was back-to-back?
Right, affirmed, and then came Secretariat. So...
Wow.
It has happened before. So that's I've got this vibe that it's going to happen again this year because Nyquist is a strong horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to do it. So I'm hoping it's going to do it because it's always fun. Right?
Yeah.
So
I know earlier, are you done with the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Santa Anita.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
You were talking about new shows a little earlier. Night Manager. I liked it.
It's on tonight, fourth episode.
And
how many episodes did you see?
Six episodes, right?
How many episodes did you watch?
One.
Okay. Well, see, I thought the same thing, one. Then I watched two, and I'm thinking, this thing better get moving. And at three, please get moving.
Yeah.
So at four tonight, I'm back and forth if I'm even going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. But if you have a six-episode run, you got to get moving before episode two.
I'll give it another shot, but I did like the first episode.
Yeah, me too.
Back to reality and other new shows. Have you seen The Housewives of Dallas? I think we've
talked about it. You know, I TV'd it a month ago. I haven't watched it yet.
Terrible. I mean, who's in charge? Who's choosing Dallas? I mean, terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible. But I did like The Night Manager. Rich Kids. You don't watch Rich
Never.
Kids.
Never.
Gosh, I mean, Magic Johnson's son, EJ, whatever his name is. I don't even know where this kid makes his money. You know,
you're talking about Magic Johnson's son?
Yeah.
He probably has a trust fund or
something.
He's
got a publicist, but he's like, people are coming to him to sponsor this for fashion lines.
Right?
Yeah, for this. I just don't get it. Boy, he is just flaming, too.
Wow.
Yeah, just something else. But, and Dice. Dice is funny.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
I think there's only two episodes left, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think there's only two episodes left.
Well, nowadays it's just six episodes or so.
Yeah, so now Damien was the season finale
last night. Yeah.
Gotham? You ever watch Gotham?
You know, it's one of the shows I started to watch.
Because that is fantastic. I didn't see it last night. I watch, usually, iTivo stuff, I watch it the next day. Because the 60-minute, I get to watch in like 40 because of the commercials, right?
Yeah.
So I'll watch that tonight. I mean, so much good TV. And then we got the San Antonio Spurs playing Oklahoma Thunder. Great series.
Yeah.
Great series. That one's tied at 2-2. So, I mean, it's crazy. I had no TV for the last 2 days. No TV, no internet. AT&T was down. You can only do so much reading. I caught up on my New York Times from Sunday, People Magazine, GQ. But when there's no internet and there's no television whatsoever, man, it's tough.
Hey, I hear we have a couple episodes coming up on Storage Wars.
That is correct.
We're back in the circulation again.
We're back in the circulation this Friday at 10:30. I forgot.
10:30 a.m. or p.m.?
10:30 a.m. on A&E. And next Tuesday, 1 week from today, you get the double dose of the Harris Brothers, my friend, because at 11 o'clock, the Tastemakers are on live here, and 11 o'clock on A&E, we are Oysters on the Half Plate.
So we're on this Friday, you're saying?
We're on this Friday.
At what time, 10:30?
10:30.
Which episode is that?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
It's the Kook, the Chief, and the brothers,
right,
or whatever.
Our first
episode as bidders.
Yeah,
wow. and my favorite one.
And then next Tuesday is the Oysters on the Half Plate,
which they run that one. I think probably more than any other one.
You get the double dose of us.
Yeah.
How about speaking of TV? Roots is coming back. Did you know that?
Yeah,
Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne's in there.
Yeah, I think they're going to have it's going to be a phenomenal cast. But the thing about it is, you know, the first one was such a classic, and it was so well
40
made.
40 years ago, almost.
And
39.
It was so good.
Yeah.
You know, to have this one come out, I don't know.
Kunta Kinte.
Yeah. Oh, speaking, by the way, we're less than 3 weeks away from Memorial Day. Indy 500
unofficial start of summer.
Right. So I've got to put the bunting up. But that being said, you were going to make reservations for us at the 94th
Air Squadron. Yes.
Did you do it?
I called yesterday.
Great.
Here we go with customer service, Mark. I left a voicemail.
Oh, no.
I never got a call back.
You're kidding.
Nope. I have it on my list. I'm going to give him another ring today.
Wow.
Yeah. We love 94th Air Squadron. Everything's going to be cool. It's fine and dandy. So we're going to be there at 11:30.
All right.
I mean, I'll call the follow-up, though, just to make sure. But
we got to make sure.
How about the concert in the desert, the Coachella, the old cello, the old guys? What's it called? I keep on thinking Desert Storm, but it's called Desert Time?
Yeah, I don't know.
Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, The Who, Roger Waters, Neil Young, and Paul McCartney. They sold out. My daughter and my wife were both online and on hold for 3 hours each yesterday. 6 to 7 million people globally are trying to get these tickets. 600,000 tickets are available. Nothing. We got nothing.
Hey, how do we do a Facebook video live, like a Periscope? You know?
Yeah, they made that's the new thing, yeah. I don't know
how do you do that.
Yeah.
Is our fact checker out there? Fact checker, are you listening?
Speaking of him, I haven't even heard from him.
I guess our facts are all correct.
Did he doze off? Was he working on his projects?
Maybe our facts are all correct. But yeah. I'm wondering, because I'm seeing more and more people are doing these live Facebook videos.
I'm the opinionator.
Right?
Yeah.
But anyhow, So we're on
where's
Friday.
The option to do? Maybe need to. Yeah, we're on this
Friday. Friday.
We're
on Monday, which is
Monday.
Fantastic.
And where are we with the wonderful world of WoW?
That's www.firstrun.tv if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers. Well, remember, the firstrun.tv is a huge organization getting bigger and bigger. They've got more shows coming on, more content coming on. Our producer, Gary Kleinman, I guess, you know, he's just busy working on other shows, other content. So
well, we're busy, too.
Until we hear back
from
him.
Yeah, we're super busy.
We've only got the three episodes that are in the pipeline right now. So you could watch those episodes on firstrun.tv.com, right? Or firstrun. Oh, shoot.
Close right. enough, Mark.
First
Close
run,
enough.
I think it's firstruntv.com.
Hey, Rancho Santa Fe is having their second annual polo. The inn at Rancho Santa Fe is having their second annual polo match on Sunday. I just reached
this
out.
This Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday
oh,
coming
great.
Up.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Are you
great.
Open?
I think I am open. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Let me see. What's the weather down there this weekend? Let me check
Rancho,
with the 5
now, is that farther south from
Rancho,
the
Santa Rancho Santa Fe is just, oh, you know where the, you know where Del Mar is?
Oh, yeah.
Just over the hill.
Oh, so it's, okay.
It's very close.
Good. Okay.
That's what's strange that they're having a polo match there because it's just up the hill from.
Yeah. I don't think it's a huge, this is the second one, the second annual mark. I think this is going to be like a smaller level. Not,
okay.
I mean, not huge, like, which by the way, June 5th, Mark, 4 weeks from Sunday is
opening day.
Opening day at San Diego Polo Match. Right. Wait a sec. This Sunday is the 15th, 22nd, let's say 15th, 22nd, 28th. 3 weeks from Sunday, Mark.
Right.
3 weeks from Sunday. And then 3 weeks from Sunday, you're off, or 3 weeks from yesterday, you're off to Pismo Beach. And four weeks from tomorrow, I'm off to New York. So we're both going to be out of commission for a couple of days. But
business
anyhow,
will still get conducted.
Oh, absolutely.
It looks like Sunday at the Rancho Santa Fe, we're looking at 73 degrees.
Well, that's almost perfect. Is it cloudy?
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy.
Oh.
Speaking about cloudy, Matt, and look, here we go again. I'm looking at my Cannes, which, by the way, Cannes Film Festival starts on Thursday. The clouds are rolling around here. Remember I told you about that before?
Yep.
That's weird. But anyhow, big shout-out to Joyce Chow of Monty Bubbles. She's in Cannes right now. She flew out last night.
Lucky Joyce.
And as usual, the weather has not been the best for the last couple of years. Friday, it looks like cloudy and 69 on Thursday, which I believe is the opening day of Cannes. And then Saturday, it's cloudy and 66. Sunday, cloudy and 66. Now, if I'm in Cannes, I'm going to be beachside in my Speedo, enjoying 78 degrees,
VDP.
Overlooking the Côte d'Azur, the yachts out there and the things.
Big
so.
Shout out to VDP, Vincent DePaul, who's also making the trek.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's right. He's going to go to Cannes. Right.
He's got a movie, I guess he's...
promoting?
Yeah.
But, it's nice to be promoting a movie.
Yeah, it's nice to be going to Cannes either way. And once again, Mark, a big shout-out to our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com, the self-storage and self-storage auction based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. They make it easy and convenient for you to make all your online storage auction bids. So check them out, Mark, at iBidForStorage.com. And or if you need to give them a ring... Like I like to speak to people.
I do too.
844-424-3669.
Great website, by the way. And I think it's getting better as we speak.
It's going to be getting
right?
better as we speak. That's correct.
Yeah.
In fact, check them out and check them out fast. Check them out soon. Check them out often.
And we're always looking for new friends. I mean, we've got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of social media followers. And when I say social media, I'm talking about Facebook, Snapchat, Periscope. Twitter, Instagram, MySpace.
You said Snapchat, which I just recently got Snapchat too.
Got to get that going though. It's facebook.com/WoWCreations.
And if you need to contact us, Mark, we have two email addresses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones are they?
We have WoWCreationsMedia@gmail.com. And if you can't get through that way, check out WoWCreationsMedia@yahoo.com.
What about a website? Do we got a website? What's going on?
WoWCreationsMedia.com. And heck, if you're in Hollywood tonight, try to catch us at the Hard Rock Cafe after 9:30 on the red carpet for the China Black event with Rob Kardashian.
Wow, should be good. I want to do another big thank you to Santa Anita Park for our invitation to attend the Chandelier Room last weekend. And, it was great. Had a good time at SantaAnitaPark.com, the great race place
Fantastic.
In Arcadia.
Absolutely. What a wonderful day.
Live racing is going on right now. The
season just opened.
Season's open, so the live racing is going on, which is great. They have packages available if you want to come to Santa Anita Park next weekend to watch, May 21st, to watch the Preakness. They've got the Front Runner Restaurant. They've got the Turf Club. They've got Infield. They've got the Chandelier Room. A lot of stuff going on. So go to SantaAnitaPark.com and see all the different value they have and all the different options they've got. It's a great race place. So I want to thank them again. If you'd like to be a Twitter follower of the Harris Brothers, go to Twitter.com/WowHollywood. You could also follow us on Flickr, MySpace. Let's see, what's the other ones? We've got Snapchat.
Instagram.
Heck, we're all over the place. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. So contact us. Also,
tens
we're going to be here next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Live around the world on latalkradio.com. We are the Tastemakers on Channel 2. You can watch us on Friday. We've got an episode of Storage Wars playing, which is my favorite.
We're not on tonight, but watch tonight anyhow. They got new episodes
on A&E, right. Yep. Storage Wars is new season starting, or new season's going strong, so it's on A&E tonight. I think it's at 10 o'clock now, isn't it?
It is at 10 o'clock, yeah, and then at 10:30.
So it used to be at 9 o'clock, so it's at 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
You could watch us on the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW on firstrun.tv, which is great. There's three episodes. More coming as
check
we
out
speak.
For our latest column on Avant Garde Magazine, too.
Fine Lifestyles, Avant Garde
Magazine.
Hey,
Mark, did we say that we're going to be judging Miss Guyana?
I think we did. Yeah, we're traveling down to south of the border. When I say south of the border, I mean
way south.
South America way.
We're going to be close to Colombia, right next there.
Yeah, so, we're right in the heart of the jungle, right there in Guyana. Details to follow. I think we're going to be in Georgetown, Guyana.
Yeah,
so
at the Marriott.
Details will be the Marriott down there's like the Four Seasons or the Ritz-Carlton, I think. You know, it's really, you're limited to
We're also judging Kentucky in January, Hawaii in October, Miss New Orleans in October, and then I think Maryland and New York as well.
You forgot all about Nevada.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Holy crap.
Yep.
So, lots of judging.
Well, anyhow, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. As Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a great day. So watch and listen to the Harris Brothers. Eat, drink, have fun. Life is short, everybody.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.